What up, stoners? It's me, B.C. All right. And stoners, if you want to start your podcasting today and you're wondering, well, how do I do it? Where do I go? Or I don't know how to put background music. I don't know how to edit. I don't know how to do all that, man. Listen, Anchor has you covered. And not only does it does all that for you, hey, it's free, stoners. You can go and get Anchor for free. Just go to anchor.fm.start or go to your Google Play Store and download the app and start today. Hey, I'm a laid back type of stoner. I don't like doing too much, but Anchor makes it so easy for me. And now I have thousands of fans. Come join me in the Anchor family. Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today's stoner, hold on, man. This is going to be a fun one for me. Hold on. Perp. Oh, my God. Barney's tail. Anyways. This is America. This is America. Wow, wow. Have you seen it, stoners? Oh, yeah, baby. Shout out Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino. Well, all right. All right, stoners, let's break it down. The video was basically your Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram timeline. You see something normal, something beautiful, a man sitting in a chair playing some music. Oh, he got some talent. You see another kid, you know, dancing, doing his thing. Oh, snaps. And out of nowhere, a black man get killed for no reason. Boom. But I also want y'all to notice, you notice how careful and in place the gun was treated? It was placed on a pillow and a sheet put over it and whisked away, as far as the black body was just dragged away by two people. When he killed the choir, out of nowhere, which shocked the shit out of me, when he killed the choir, stoners, the gun placed on the pillow, sheet over it, and whisked away. The choir just left there, drowning in their own pool of blood. That was his symbolism of saying how America loves their guns more than they love the people. You will hear people come and fight for arms if you try to take away their guns. But if you take away a black life, nobody says anything. I think it's crazy, stoners. But you know what, though? This is what I want to talk about, stoners. The amendments are a crock of shit. Oh, yeah. I said it. The amendments, okay. Imagine this is what the amendments are, okay? Your Second Amendment, your right to bear a gun. Fuck out of here. Listen. Let me explain something to y'all, stoners. I apologize. I'm trying to get everything situated in here. The amendments are nothing but a bunch of old white men's opinions on how to run their world.
I think we should all have our own gun and be able to protect ourselves.
You know?
Well, you know, I think we should all have the freedom and right to say what we want to say if it comes to our mind.
You know what, stoners? Why do you need a gun? Tell me, why do you need a gun? Your main reason for having a gun is what? To protect yourself from enemies, right? What if there were no guns? Not even your enemies. It was illegal to have a firearm. Oh, don't get scared now. Some of my stoners getting scared, because that means you're going to have to deal with that hand-to-hand combat. And I may talk slow. I may be laid back. And 9 times out of 10, 23 hours out of the day, I'm mostly high.
but I got some paws on this dog, you hear me? I know how to fight very well. So hand-to-hand combat, stoners, is a beautiful thing. It tests your human strength. It shows how much of a man you are, huh? Take away all the guns, I think. Neither criminals or good Samaritan good folks. You want to go hunting? There are places you go. You pick up your gun, the type of gun you want to hunt with, and you go hunting. Once you get back, just like any other thing, once you get back, you give that gun right back. There, you are not allowed to have guns. No type of gun. Now what's your excuse? I need a gun to protect myself. From who? Nobody has guns. What about the people that get them illegally? Well, let them get it illegally. What type of enemies are you making that people want to hunt you down? Somebody trying to rob your house? Call the police. Get a dog. Get two dogs. Train them to be vicious. I got cats. If your last name ain't Brown or Darrell and you walk through that door without my permission, your face will get scratched up. I have a friend right now I had to pay $1,500 to, stoners, okay? Plus medical bills, because he walked in my house without me saying the door is open. And not one, but both my cats attacked. And his left eye got scratched out. I don't mean got cut or the corner got cut or he already got a couple bandages. No, it literally came out of the fucking socket. We're no longer friends. I paid medical bills. It was deemed an accident. I got sued in a small claims court, and I paid what I had to pay. And that was like 5 years ago. Okay, stoners. And yes, I still have the cat. I love cats. I don't like dogs. My point is, stoners, is that, and this is about to be so ironic. I hate to even use this phrase, but there's more than one way to skin a cat. Who's skinning cats? You know, side note, whoever came up with the language of, like, you know, well, the cat's out of the bag. Who's putting cats in bags? There's more than one way to skin a cat. Who's skinning cats? Who made a whole language about cats that they just, whatever, that's a side note, stoners. Anyways, my point is, stoners, guns were created because they needed a better way to kill humans. They needed a more efficient and a more better way to kill, because they couldn't handle the hand-to-hand combat or those arrows piercing through the air, striking you at 100 yards distance. That take accuracy. That take talent. That take practice. Okay, stoners? Guns are the easy way out. That's why I don't like any superhero or any anti-superhero or any action film that revolves around having a gun. Oh, you're good with a gun. Anybody that never put, except for a sniper. A sniper, I take that back. Those snipers, that gotta be talented. You got all kinds of. But anyways, me myself, I don't believe in guns. I don't own one. I don't use them. I've had problems before in my life. I've taken care of them. Nobody died. A couple of people got beat up. Nobody died. I don't understand why we still following these amendments. I think, me personally, and this is me personally, stoners, we should trash all the amendments and as a people rewrite every single one. Because obviously there's some holes in this motherfucker. Oh, that's some good coffee. Okay. I think we should just trash them all and let's restart. Hell, trash all the laws and let's restart. We'll go under martial law until y'all get it done. We'll go under martial law. Since there are no laws and no amendments, we'll go under martial law until laws are put in place. But the people also have a say in it. It's not just seven old guys in a room coming up with some stuff. Uh-uh. The people would have to be a part of that. That's just my idea, you know. I got high before the podcast and I'm getting high now. So I may be tripping. Maybe I'm tripping, you know, but really think about it, stoners. What do we need guns for? Everybody's number one answer is to protect us from enemies. Or what if it's illegal for nobody to have a gun? We go into martial law for maybe a year or two, right? Now, I understand. I know what martial law is. You know, you got to be inside at a certain time. You basically, there will be no partying. Okay, there'll be no partying. America will go dark for a year or two. You know what I'm saying? We need to tank a couple years and get everything right. So when we come back, we can get back to being champions. Business don't have to stop. Of course, go to work. But there is no partying. There's no going out. You go to work, you come home. You know? Obviously, supervised visits to bring your kids out to the park. And not military, where it look like we might die if we say or do the wrong thing. But you know, friendly cops that bring families, that escort families to parks so their kids can have some time out. But as adults, we suck that up and we sit inside and we wait. We add our opinion when we get the phone call about whatever law or whatever amendment they're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? It's just like any basketball team would do, any football team would do, any team that made billions and wants to prosper. They start over and rebuild. I think America's in that time of rebuilding because I think we've lost our way and we're still trying to find our way from a lost position, and it sucks. I don't think I have all the answers. Like I said, that's just an idea. I'm high. But stoners, you got to agree with me on this. How we're doing it now can't be the way. It just can't. We're letting murderers go because it's the law. We're putting innocent people away because it's the law. People are getting killed. Kids are being killed before they get a chance to even know what life is, let alone live it. Because people are bringing AR-15s in the movie theaters and AK-47s in the schools. This is America. What are you scared of? Like, if I heard about what was going on in America and I lived in like England or France or whatever place y'all deem what lesser than us, and I was looking at the stuff that was going on in America, I'd be afraid to come here. I'd be like, bro, I'm not going there. No, we're going to go to New Orleans. They party up all night and they never let them go to sleep. Wasn't that the murder capital at one point? Or if not now, I'm not going where it's the where they're known for murdering people. I'm not going there. But people say that as a proud thing when you hear that. I'm from the murder capital. Why are you proud of that? Given the nicknames. We don't need guns. That's my ultimate point, stoners. We just don't need them. Guns are not a necessity for us to prosper. Now, of course, I'm not saying our military don't need them to protect us from the other countries. I'm just talking about our country's common man. We don't need them, brother. We don't need them. If I don't have a gun and you don't have a gun and you have a problem with me, you are forced to handle that as a man. Do you know how many situations people wouldn't have died if they had to face things as a man? Columbine would not have happened. Those assholes would have had to either deal with whatever bully they was dealing with or just get over it like most nerds do. Go invent something, become a millionaire, steal their wife and laugh at them. Ha ha. That's what real men do. And when I say nerds, I call you a nerd because you're a nerd. That's what you are. But you're a real man also. You take them losses in life. Oh, yeah, you got me. I'm wearing my high water pants and I got my pocket protector and I want to make sure I have all A's and I talk like this or whatever. That was kind of country. That wasn't really white. Well, whatever. My point was, you know, they're not really white. You know, there's black nerds, Asian nerds, but you get my point. Nerds, they take them losses. Okay, stoners. They take them L's. I can't get the good girl. I can't get the girl of my dreams in high school. Well, I'll get the girl of the dreams of the man that got the girl of my dreams in high school. You know? I'm be a billionaire before I reach the age of 30. That's what I'll do. I'll buy the business that he now works for me for. He thinks he's a boss in the business that I own. He's a manager in the business that I own. Yeah, that's what I'll do. What I'm saying is conflict builds character, which builds great people. You cannot exclude conflict from life or you will get the worst kind of people, entitled people. Do we want bullies? No. But if you're a strong-minded person, you're mad them whole 4 years, whole 8 years, however long you have the bully. But once you're separated from that bully and you have the opportunity to live your life the way you want to without the fear or ridicule of that person or people, you prosper, you become something. And even if they become something, doesn't matter. Because your life is good. But you know what happens when nerds don't have an opportunity to do that, when they get shot in middle school because some guy who got suspended the year before decided to say, you know what, I'm still mad about that. Those things can't happen. The bully cannot get at the nerd. The nerd cannot show his real strength as a man and overcome that and become something better. Those opportunities are lost to us because of guns. I don't understand why, as Americans, we fight so hard to hold on to the one thing you see is killing us. When you talk about taking guns away, people literally get mad, stoners. Like, really, really mad. And I'm like, it's like I'm giving you a radioactive ball. I'm gonna sit this in your home. And for some reason, everybody that comes to your home dies. But it is so beautiful and worth so much to you. You just don't want to let it go. And it's like, but it's killing everybody. Yeah, but maybe they should wear radiation suits. These are objects that were created for murder. You're choosing that, an instrument of murder, over life. That's what happened, stoners. That's what's happening, and that's what needs to stop. It's no such thing as gun control. You can't control someone with a gun. History has proven that. When a man has a gun, he has false courage. Okay? I don't care who you are with the gun. I don't care who you are with the gun. You can be the toughest motherfucker with a gun. That gun adds 4 more inches to your dick when you holding that bitch. When that arm extends and that accuracy right. Oh. Listen, stoners. All I'm saying is, instead of building lives, making rules, and having a damn near having a manual script on how to live your life around an object, how about we take the object out and see how life goes with that? Like I said, for people that really want to use their guns for hunting and other recreational sports and other recreational things they do with their guns, why can't we have designated spots for that? Well, you go there and you don't need the gun at your home. You can go there and order a gun. Hey, let me get an AR-15 with laser beam sights, hand grenade underneath, and a couple of handguns and some actual grenades, please. And they put you in a setting to use that. Go fire off at some dummies that actually squirt real blood. You know, stoners? build a facility for people that has murderous thoughts, but just there as a man, they don't want to act on it. And oh, I want to kill this guy right now, but you lucky I got kids and a wife, right? Oh, I don't want to disappoint nobody in my family. Boo! I'll murder you. So he goes to a facility where there's a dummy that's made just like the guy he want to murder, and they'll put him in a setting somewhere, in a building, in a setting, right? Like he's walking up the street and he sees the guy and he just runs up on him. The thing squirts real blood. Blah, 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 blah. Get that release. Oh, man, if I could really do this. Anyways, gotta go. Like I said, there's so many ways to skin this cat. People are either lazy or they want us to kill each other. Okay, stoners? They want it. They gotta want it because just like cigarettes, you know, I forbid you to smoke a cigarette. Okay, stoners? On tobacco, you should have a smoke is when it's wrapping your blunts. But my point is, stoners, is that it's like cigarettes. It's like, you know, it kills people. It does literally no good at all. Not even a little bit. And you know it kills people, but you would not make it illegal. But marijuana, it's illegal. Like, that's what I mean by we should just trash all these goddamn laws and start all over because there's inconsistencies. There's favoritism in our amendments and laws and constitutions. I think we all can agree when we started out wrong. It's like we see where we did wrong. We see that there's no way that we can carry on the way that we are as a nation and prosper in the end of time. I'll be one of the top nations by the time the world's about to end. And we see the blueprint to do it right, and we just refuse to just try it. That's arrogance. That's ego. That's when you've been the powerhouse for so long, you think nothing can touch you. That's Buster Douglas versus Tyson. We're about to get knocked down. We're losing too much. Donald Trump is our president. What? A reality star is our president. A racist reality star is our president. What? So when people say, so when Kanye West said he's running for president in 2020, even if he was joking, I believed him because Donald Trump is president. Why can't Kanye West be? You tell me, because Donald Trump came from literally zero, nothing in politics, no mayor, no senator, nothing. He went from businessman to, you know what, businessman, reality star to, hey, Alana, I'm going to go run for president. And that's that. Donald, I don't think that you can. You have to go the steps. You need steps. Then you have to go and get senator and governor. I don't need to do anything. I'm Donald Trump. Watch me win. I'll be racist as fuck. Get the electoral vote. And I'll win. I'm such a winner. I'm a winner. That's basically Donald Trump and Ivanka Trump. Whatever. But anyway, stoners, this is America. What are you scared of? Dying by a gun. Please follow me on all my social medias. Mr. Super Duper BC. Please go on YouTube and subscribe to Stoner Talk if you want to know what I look like. I have such a beautiful face. Okay, stoners. Please protect yourself. Love life. And as always, you can say it with me if you want to. Stoners unite.